Welcome back to Irresistible Communication. 2 minutes, one insight on how to find better words. Everyone loves clarity. Until it gets them into trouble, that is. Which it almost always does. For example, I get a lot of heavy nods when I say that clarity forces you to take a stand. And people mean that. Yeah, they really want to take a stand. But eventually, someone speaks up with a huge but. I've tried that. I spoke plainly. I was very clear, but it blew up in my face. And I get it. That's a real scar. Maybe people pushed back. Maybe the room went quiet. Maybe the project stalled because someone felt threatened. Whatever it was, it taught you a lesson. Clarity is dangerous. But here's the thing. That lesson is incomplete. Because what really happened isn't that clarity failed. It's that clarity revealed something about the culture, about the priorities, about the willingness to have hard conversations. And that's precisely why clarity matters. If your words never create friction, they probably never cut deep enough to matter. And if the truth never meets resistance, maybe it's not even the real truth. So clarity is not the absence of pushback. It's often the cause of it. That pushback is information. It shows you where the real work begins. Leaders who light the path don't avoid those moments. They walk straight into them, not to win an argument, but to move the conversation forward. So to me, the question isn't so much if it backfires again. It is, what might change if you kept going after it did? Keep lighting the path.